Flyer.
Welcome to It's a Mom's Life. Here on Active FM, it's been a good week. And if it hasn't, why not look for something to be grateful for? Yes. Yes. Last week we had part two of Working Moms and it was once again great.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. I loved the realness and the testimonies of the ladies, but still there is so much more we could touch on. But let's get going on to today's topic. It may get a little deep.
Yes, today's topic is a little deep and it's all about bullying. And bullying is not okay.
No.
And I think it's a very important discussion to have as moms or as parents. No mother wants to hear that their child is a bully and abuses or terrorizes other kids at school. It must be devastating to know as a mother. I know I would be traumatized if I heard that my child was a bully or my child was being bullied at school, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't know what we don't know as parents. But how do you know that your child is a bully? And what do you do? And what if your child is being bullied? What do you do?
Yeah. Like what you're listening to? Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM, Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
So I think many have been bullied. I know as a child I was bullied and mocked, but I somehow think it has escalated to such an intense level with the likes of social media.
Yeah.
It's not only at school. It's now everywhere, at every moment because of the access to social media. It's crazy. And it's not just kids telling other kids how ugly they are or how ugly they look, but it's images of women and men portraying how we should ultimately look, right?
True.
Which flaws our image of who we actually are. Tando, tell us your story.
You know, when my child, Mika, started school, it was one of my biggest fears, actually. And I remember talking to Patrick, my husband, and I said to him, what if my child will be bullied at school? Because he was going to school, like, you know, a big school for the first time.
Yeah.
And what if he is a bully? And both instances terrified me because I didn't want my child to be bullied or I didn't want my child to be a bully as well.
Yeah.
I read this interesting article from verywellfamily.com and they were basically just breaking down all the different types of bullying.
Yeah.
And I thought it was interesting to know. And I think it's important for us to know what are the different forms of bullying so that you can be able to somehow identify which one your child, you know, might be going through. So the first one, which I think is the obvious one for all of us, is the physical bullying.
Yeah.
I mean, mostly the bully uses physical aggression to control or put fear, you know, on the child.
Yeah.
And as a mom, you usually see that, you know, your child comes back from school, they hurt, or you try and touch them here. There's physical evidence that something happened to them, you know what I'm saying? And you can be able to ask questions. And the second one was verbal bullying. And I think this one is much harder to identify because you can't see anything physically on your child, you know, to tell you as a mom or, you know, something is wrong, something happened. I think this is also, like, my opinion, I think this is one of the worst forms as well because it breaks your child's inside. You can't actually see what's happening, but, I mean, it's killing them. It's crushing their spirit. And usually kids do this when adults are not around. And if there is, I mean, how do you then find out, you know, if your child is being verbally bullied?
Because they won't want to talk about it.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And the next one was relational aggression or emotional bullying. Hmm. I also thought this was very interesting because I thought there's such a thing as emotional bullying. I thought it was eye-opening for me.
Yeah.
And the next one is relational aggression, also known as emotional bullying. And personally, I thought this was very interesting because I didn't know such existed. Relational bullies often ostracize others from the group or spread rumors and manipulate situations and break confidence. I think this one is more like, you know, the gossipers. And you think that's not bullying. I didn't think that would fall as part of bullying. But when I thought about it, I'm like, this is actually bullying. Because you actually are breaking down someone's social reputation so that, you know, you can be popular. You know, you find this mostly when, you know, there's the popular girls at school.
Yes.
And there's the ugly ducklings at school. You know, I say ugly duck, you know, quoting that because yes. No one is ugly.
Yeah.
That's all an opinion. But you actually find that kids do that to one another so that they can, you know, withhold this social standing at school that I'm cool, that I'm popular, you know, compared to you. Before I move on to the last two, Denise, have you ever been bullied growing up?
So, as I said earlier, yes, but nowhere to the extent that it is now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was told, you know, you're fat, your ears are big, you're ugly. As a result, my image of who I really was or looked like was flawed.
Yeah.
When I look back at myself now, I wasn't fat, I wasn't ugly, and my ears were fine, you know.
Yeah.
But I can say when I was very young, in preschool, so, you know, in preschool, so don't judge. Because I was bullied, I bullied someone as well by laughing at them because of their disability. They actually had a disability, and I mean, I didn't know better.
Yeah.
But is that bullying? Yes, it is. Laughing at someone for something is a problem. And so I actually heard on the radio the other day, and you know, the radio guys were talking about a specific story that happened within South Africa of a girl that was bullied.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you know, anyone whose child has been bullied or whose child is a bully, call in and tell us.
Yeah.
And I was like, and they kept it on the radio, did a couple of music items, whatever. And they actually, no one would call in for a child that was a bully.
Yeah.
And I think it's important for us not to neglect the fact that if your child is a bully, you need to sort it out, you know?
That's true.
So yes, am I proud of it? Am I proud that I was that little bully in school, you know, as a, who knows, I think 7 year old? No. But I did catch a fright because when the mother and sister came to the school, you know, they like made me apologize.
Wow.
And I made double sure I never did that again. Yeah. And I never did that again. So it's so important for you to also, as a mom, as a parent, ensure you're nipping these things in the bud, you know. Before we carry on with this conversation, we're going to listen to Hillsong Young and Free as I Am, the Lil Ray Bar remix.
Active FM Radio has never been better.
Thank you.
Thanks for sharing that, Denise. I think that's so important that the other child actually spoke, you know, to their parents, and they were able, you know, they had the information that something was happening to them, and they were able to come back to the school and address it. And I think that's the key there, because if you don't know, you don't know. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
But once you know as a parent, I love that they actually came to sort it out.
Yes.
That's the key. And I myself was never bullied at school, because I was a very angry, aggressive child. So I think people were just too scared to bully me. And I know people did try, but I will always retaliate, you know, with violence. Maybe that was my form of bullying.
May I just say that I was in school with Thando, I think in high school. I did not get that she was an aggressive person.
Yeah.
Can I just say that? Okay, but carry on.
Thank you, Denise. My face was hidden or whatever. But really, I was not that person someone can pick on, because my face was like, you don't talk to me or I'll punch you. So a lot of people used to tell me that, which I was grateful for, because I didn't have trouble with anyone, because if I did, I was going to sort it out myself.
Wow.
And the last two types of bullying that we're going to look at now is the cyber bullying. You know, like Denise mentioned earlier, you know, with the social media, with, you know, our kids having access to the internet and all of that, exposes them to being cyber bullied, you know, on the internet through the smartphones and the technology that we have in this day and age. And as an adult, you know, it's important to get involved in what your child is doing on their phone or on the social media to watch for that. Because, again, if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah.
But as a parent, you need to make the effort to know what's happening with you. You can't just assume everything is okay and think, you know what, my child is handling themselves on the internet, especially as teenagers or even younger. I mean, I've seen other kids like at 8, 9 being on social media, and I'm like, kudos on those parents, because I'm like, you're not.
Can I just say something there? So often I've heard, or specifically one person that rings in my mind, which I won't mention names, but they said that, you know, their child asked them, but don't you trust me? And his answer to his child was, no, I don't.
Absolutely not.
You know, there's trust, and then there's trust in parenthood. We trust you to do the wrong thing, parented.
Absolutely. I mean, how do you trust a teenager with anything? Their head is all over the place. And the last one is the sexual bullying. I think this also, like, traumatizes me to think about, because, I mean, it can go to that extent where, you know, other bullies will start, you know, sexually assaulting, you know, the children, which is traumatic.
Yeah.
I don't know how to just fathom that in my head, how another child can just do that to another child.
Yeah.
But again, as a parent, you need to get involved in, especially with girls. I know the boys also go through the same thing.
Yeah.
But I think as society, we're more fearful, you know, when it's a girl child than when it's a boy child. But I think it's, and they go through the same.
Yeah.
I mean, girls are more vulnerable, I think, when it comes to this. So it's something that as parents, again, we need to be involved with your child's life, in your child's life, in their day-to-day, you know, schooling when they come back and whatever, be involved, because if you don't know, again, you don't know.
Yes.
But it's again, our responsibility as a parent to find out, you know, because for me, this one is also like one that's up there. I think I would be completely traumatized if my child would actually be, you know, bullied sexually by any other kid at school.
You know, this may be shocking and scary to moms and dads, but it is important that we know and understand what these types of bullying tactics are, so that we can be aware and deal with them in wisdom, whether we are in either situation, whether, you know, your child is the bully or your child is the bullied. But just in terms of this, you know, it's so important, and like I just wanted to add this in, it's so important for us to pray over our children.
Absolutely.
You know, I used to or do pray protection over my children from any sickness, disease. Yeah. But there was a point where, you know, we heard in a specific sermon, you need to be praying for your children in terms of their destiny, praying for your children in terms of where their thinking goes, their mind goes, the exposure to influence. That your children will be influenced in the God way, and not in the ways of the world. So it's important. Ensure, parents, that you're constantly covering your children in prayer, protection, blessing. Cover these aspects. Don't fear, but pray.
No, absolutely. And being a mother of three, soon to be four, it's important to me that my kids treat each other right, or they treat each other well. And I love it when I watch them be kind to one another, speak politely and respectful towards each other.
Yeah.
And I love it when they forgive each other when the other one has done, you know, the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But I hate it when they're in, on each other's throats all the time and they're fighting about something. They don't want to share this. And, I mean, as a parent, I think you experience both, where your kids are nice and when your kids are just nasty.
Yeah.
And you want your kids to be nice to other kids when... No, you're not around. So it's always a teachable moment when your child is not willing to share a toy, or your child is being rude to, you know, the other child. It's always a teachable moment as a parent to say, listen, you don't speak to your sister like that, and this is why you can't speak to your sister like that. Or this is why you need to share with your brother, and etc. So we need to, as parents, be mindful on how they treat each other, because we can take that for granted and go, ah, they're just brothers and sisters. That's what they do. But when they get out there to non-brothers and sisters, how much more will they do?
Yeah.
You know, so it's important for me to train them to treat each other well so that they can do the same when they get to school with other friends or to, you know, to other strangers.
Yeah.
So making the time to sit down with your child, you know, when they come back from school, how was your day? Did anything happen, you know, at school? The other girl, I think, called, I heard someone say, do you have any thorns or roses at school? And I love that, because, you know, a thorn would be, did anything bad happen?
Yes.
Or a rose would be, did anything nice happen? I thought that was very lovely. So asking your child, no, what happened? You know, did you have any thorns and roses today at school? And your child say, no, it was fine. And most of the times they can also make things up, you know. But you listen, and you, now you have the information, you can do something about it. Knowledge is power.
Yes.
If you don't know, you're in the dark, and your child might be suffering, right, you know, under your nose, and you don't know about it. But it is your responsibility as a mom. It's our responsibility to sit down with our kids and say, are you fine, my boy?
Yeah.
Or are you okay, my girl? How was your day at school? You know, did anything happen at school?
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's the only way we can know.
Yeah, just as you mentioned, if parents have more than one child, you will know that you have seen the bully and you have seen the bullied.
Exactly.
So it's a very good example of how to teach your kids how to respect one another, and then they'll respect others.
Yeah.
Very good. We're going to listen to Holly Halliwell, Brand New.
Remembering when I lived for myself, thinking about only me and no one else. Always trying to fill my cup, still I never felt enough. Still I never felt enough. Then you came along and found me, and now there's not a day when I don't feel a hope I couldn't know without your grace. And now I feel so good, got me dancing like I should. I'm dead because I feel so fine, got me singing all that time. I'm singing because I know my goals I'll never be the same. I'm dead because you made me. I'm dead because you made me. Don't have to be afraid. I trust every word you say.
I trust every word.
'Cause you came along and found me, and now there's not a day when I don't feel a hope I couldn't know without your grace. And now I feel so good, got me dancing like I should. I'm dancing 'cause I
Active FM. Super shy. I'm coming in. Radio has never been better.
So to end off today, we're looking at Psalm 34 verse 13. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Right? This is important for us to model for our children. You know, ensuring that they understand what it actually looks like and not only what we tell them, but also to tell them. So you need to have both hand in hand. You need to show them what it looks like.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to tell them what this is that you are showing them through your everyday life, the way you treat your husband, the way you treat your colleagues, the way you treat your friends, the way you treat your pastor, whoever. Teach them not to speak evil, to turn away from evil, and to seek peace. It says to pursue peace, aka to purposely look for it, to find it, to run after it. You know, just thinking back now, my son that I'm trying to teach not to lie. There was like just a simple little thing. It wasn't like huge. You know, he messed something on the bed and I said, did you mess? And he said, no. And he did. And I made it a big deal.
Yeah.
Like, and I kind of felt bad. But now that, you know, one thinks, it's like you need to make a big deal, even if it's a small thing, because if he lies about something else, that's not great.
Yeah.
That's even worse. Then it becomes a problem. So, you know, teach your children, show them, teach them, ensure that they're looking, seeking, running after peace, but also to ensure your children know their identity in Christ. They are more Christ's children, God's children, than they are ours. And they are special and they are unique and they are perfect. They are created perfectly by God. Every hair on their head is accounted for. They are perfectly made. And that is what we should be obviously telling our children on a daily basis. Yeah. Not that they're perfect in character and perfect in you know, what they do and what they say, but that they are perfectly made in Christ, knowing that even if they make a mistake, they get to go to Jesus. They get to get to the cross, teaching them to come to God. Because there's things flying over the internet, flying in your face, in the shopping centers, and giving mixed messages of how we should actually be when the Bible actually tells us who we are. And that is, we are made in the image of Jesus Christ. So I hope that is encouraging for you today. You know, if your child is bullied or is a bully, we'd love to hear from you, your comments, post some stuff on Facebook, perhaps even how you've trained your child not to bully someone, or trained your child not to be bullied and to speak up, and how you did it. I mean, it's so awesome to hear other people's testimonies, and sharing it with others will actually help others to be able to get past these situations. Anyhow, that is it from me and Tando. We shall speak soon. We shall speak together next week again. We're going to end off with active worship, Inception, Endless Victory.
Enjoying the Active FM show? Well, then catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777, Twitter and Gab at ActiveFM, Facebook at ActiveFM/777, as well as YouTube at ActiveFM and our website at www.activefm.co.za. Don't stop, don't hesitate, find, follow and enjoy us on all our different platforms. You don't want to miss out.
divine. The cost of redemption so high. Jesus, how great are your works. Jesus, how profound your thoughts. Overwhelming love overwhelms my heart. I know you loved me from the start. I want to know you more and more. I fix my eyes on your finished work. Let my life be defined by your endless victory. Let you wash on the cross to reveal the mystery of the love you display. Jesus, you are all I need. 'Cause you were cursed on a tree so that I would be set free.
Before God.